Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Yutes. Arla Yutes, and we are on Yud Ches Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom. So we're talking about, remember, this perek of Arla is all about Bittel. All about Bittel, not just of Arla, but of all different Isurim. Remember, the perek started off, daf Tezayin, with the Mishnah relating to all the different Shiurim that there are of Bittel, right? All the items that are called truma. Truma, trumas meiser, chala, bikurim, that's all in 100, right? Mea in 101. 101, we had a couple of deos about, is it exactly 101? It is 100 plus. Arla and Kilei Kerem are 200, right? Most other things are 60. Most are 60, and again, of course, min bisha'eno mino. So on yesterday's daf, we started discussing on Yud Ches Amud Beis, what about kachim? What? How much does kachim need to be batal? So it sounds like 100. Right, the brisa that was quoted, was also quoted in Yevamos and the Pei Aleph, about a piece of lechem aponim that got mixed in with the other 100 pieces of chulin. So is that batel or not? That's a machlokas, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama says it's not batel. It's not batel. Either because of general kol ha-Torah kula principles, like we mentioned Rashi Tosis, it's chaticha rulis kabein. It's a darvish of a minion, right? All different rules of other items, or it's something unique that the Gra says here, kudshim is not batel, according to the Tanakhama. So one of those opinions, again, either a specific yisod or a general. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rabbi Yehuda says, yalu, Rabbi Yehuda says, it can be batel. It can be batel. So again, I mentioned I just couldn't find the line yesterday, so I wanted to read it today. The Radvaz, just 2 points about the lechem aponim. So the Radvaz is again in the tshuva here. He asks the Gemara tells us shemagbiyin es hashulchan umaran lo loli raglayim ragleha. Right, they used to pick up the shulchan and show all the oli regalim, the nace, that the bread was still fresh a week later. When you took it off, it was just like fresh when you put it on. The Radvaz was asked, right, a Yisrael can't even go from the between the going from east to west, from the Mizbeach to the Ulam. And the Ulam is in front of the Heichal. And inside the Heichal is the Shulchan. How can anybody see it? How did anybody able to see it? Like, oh, they used to pick it up. Nobody could see anything there. Ve'ech yiru im hucham otzonein. They can't see it bechlal, let alone seeing if it's hot or cold. V'yafilu v'mash epishu atosa shahaya rach. It was soft. V'lap davka cham. Mikomakom ech yakiru im rach o yavesh v'im omdim meirachok. They're very far away. How do they see? Soft or hard? Tshuva. Amru mishmo shala ritva. He quotes the ritva. The ritva wasn't so long before the Radvaz. 200 years before the Radvaz. Radvaz was 1500s. The ritva was 1300s. So he quotes from the ritva. Shahaya ola hevel mehalechem. There was steam coming out of the bread. And that's how they knew. Ubeze haya makirim shucham. And then the vadain lo yadanu, says the Radvaz. Imze haya neis haya tadiri. Was this a constant nace, like when the bread was on the shulchan, it was constantly steaming. O dilma bizman oli regalim, or dafka when they picked it up to show. O bishlama sheyecham hayeksas sorach, kadei sheyishanu haochlim belechem cham. To say that it was always warm, fine, that I understand. But well, you need a nace to me, diavol. Sheyaal lehevel lama. Why would you need that nace always? Va'od, and then he says, I never saw bread that has steam. I've seen soup that has steam, but I've never seen bread that has steam coming out of it. So I don't even know what this is talking about, says the Radvaz. When you cut it, that was part of the nace, that it was even steaming, even though it was solid. He says, I don't think you have to say this. They used to bring the shulchan a little bit from inside the heichal towards the door, so you could see it from afar. They used to bring it, they wouldn't put it down. Then, as we know from Menachos, you switch the breads. You put the breads in, you took the old breads out every Shabbos, so the Shabbos in between, and then they brought out the old breads to where the Yisraelim was standing. Right? They brought it all out. And it continues. This is in the Radvaz. He has more about that. One point about Lechem Apanim. The other point I wanted to mention, again, there's a lot to say about the Lechem Apanim. How many mitzvahs do you count for Lechem Apanim? How many mitzvahs does that count? So you would say one mitzvah. No, the Rambam counts one mitzvah. Mitzvah Chav Zayin. If you look at the Minyan HaKatzar, we know the Rambam has a number of Sefer HaMitzvos, one Sefer HaMitzvos, but he has a number of lists. Right before Mishnah Torah, he has a short list, what's called the Minyan HaKatzar, printed right before Mada. So there in Mitzvah Chav Zayin, Mitzvah Saseh, Lahazdir Lechem VeLavon Elfnei Hashem V'chol Shabbos. To set up the Lechem and the frankincense, right? What do? You put the breads on the Shulchan, these breads that were shaped like yews, they were very heavy. Very heavy, thick breads. You put it on, and then you have these little cups that were hanging on the shulchan of lavona, of frankincense, a type of spice, and you have to burn those before you eat the bread. But it's one mitzvah the Rambam has, as the pasuk says, "V'nasata al-shulchan lechem panim lafanai tamid." The Ravid on that Rambam says, "Sorry, I think there are three mitzvahs here. Three out of 613. Three out of 248. Not one." What is it? Says the Ravid, Vilamala Chashav Haktaras Abazichin, burning those little cups of Lavona. That's a separate mitzvah. As it says, Ishe Lashem. You gotta burn it. And what about eating the Lechem upon him? Achilas Lechem. Tichsiv Va'achlu B'makom Kadosh. The Ravid has three separate mitzvahs. Putting the bread on, burning the Bazichin, and eating the Lechem upon him. The Kesef Bishta says, the Rambam obviously feels there's only one. Right, Isha Lashem is describing what is done, not a command. You burn it, that's true, but it's not a separate mitzvah. And eating it is when you eat it, it should be b'makom kadosh. What's the other idea that might be behind this machlokas Rambam Ravid? The Rambam doesn't count separately eating it. He counts the mitzvah of eating karban mincha. Are the lechem upon him, are they a karban mincha? Or are they like a different category? Right, it's flour. Right, it's flour, lechem upon him, or the shtei lechem, also on Shavuos, right, that is a huge topic, right, is the lechem upon him a type of mincha? Just to quote one makar, right, the Mishnah in Menachos, on Daf Nun Tes, I don't have to say Bavli here, right, Menachos Nun Tes Man Aleph, says the Mishnah, there are all categories of Menachos, some need oil and lavona, some don't need either, some need one, some need the other, and the Mishnah goes through. Yeshuna shemen lavona, shemen v'lo lavona, lavona v'lo shemen, lo lavona v'lo shemen. What needs shemen and lavona? Minchas soles, machvas, marcheshes, chalos, rakikin, minchas kohanim, minchas yom mashiach, the regular carbonous mincha. That needs both. What needs shemen and not lavona? Right, minchas esachim. Lechem apanim needs lavona and not shemen. So you see, Lechem Apanim is in this Mishnah where they talk about all different types of Karban Mincha. This needs both, this needs neither, one or the other. So it sounds like from this Mishnah that it's an example of a Karban Mincha. So according to the Rambam, why doesn't he quote it? Because it's a Mincha. But they count separately the Lechem Apanim eating. It's regular eating Mincha, and the Ravid must hold otherwise. No, it's a different type of Mincha. Different type of Mincha. The Tosfos Yontev on that Mishnah wonders, what's this Mishnah doing? What's Lechem Apanim doing there? It's not a Mincha. The answer is maybe it is a little bit. Again, big discussion. Okay, so a little bit about Lechem Apanim, and we'll continue. So the Gemara says now, second to last line. So what did we just say? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is bittul. There is bittul of karbanos. Right? What happened here? You had a piece of bread, or a piece of Lechem Apanim, or a piece of meat. Right? We said a piece of chatas that got mixed into 100 pieces of chulin. So that's batel. Based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, so the Gemara says, "Wait a minute, ad kedun davreshu malu matil hedyar." So what did we just say? We just said bittel applies. Let's say you have a piece of chatas that gets batel in 100 pieces of chulin. So it's all chulin, fine. What about we don't have a model yet? Would you even say bittel applies to allow you to burn something on the mizbeach? Would you say that? What if you have a piece of Ola Tameh that got mixed into 100 Olos Tahar. So would you say Bittel, and therefore you're allowed to burn an oil on the Mizbeach? Because after all, we know, as the Ras Elio explains, to put something on the Mizbeach, there's a higher standard. Right? We have certain items that are Esnan Zona. Right? Esnan Zona. or Mechir Kelev. I traded you, you have a dog. So you gave me your dog, I gave you my sheep instead. So that sheep is ushered to bring us a carbon. Mechir Kelev. But you could use it, you could get Hanah from it, that sheep, right? You could eat it for dinner, right? You just gave it as a carbon. So you see there's a higher standard for karmanos. Right, that's three quotes on shiny the rasilio on the bottom. The miyamrina and shiny gavoa, the chamir, the esnan umachir umuksev nevad. Right, you designate something for an idolatry. So maybe even if you want to say bittul works by kachim, maybe bittul only works to allow it lehedyot and it's bittul and you can get benefit from it. But to allow you to be makriv something. Would you go that far? That's the Gaon's question. Davar shehu male umatir legavoa. Would you even allow that? So let's see from the following brisa. So we quote a 10-line brisa, and the raya is from the last line. We quote the whole brisa though. Quote the brisa. Nishbeinim menada. We quote it from the following line. Nishbeinim menada. The pasuk says the achar yochal min hakadshim kilachmahu. Right, that pasuk is by a Kohen who is it Tful Yom? Right, remember Tful Yom? Three stages of Tful Yom. Right, if a Kohen, anybody, not just somebody, somebody goes to the mikvah, and his tummy has to wait till, so right away when he goes to the mikvah, he could already eat Maaser Sheni. After Tzeis HaKochavim that night, he could eat Truma, if he's a Kohen. And if he has to bring a carbon, then he has to wait till the next morning, bring his carbon, and then he cuts him. Right, those are the three stages of tahara process. In a place where there's a mechusri kapara, you have to bring a carbon. So again, Maaser Sheni right away, truma that night, that's the first daf in Shas, first mishnah in Shas, Mishar Shakodim Mechazim Lachal Truma Asan, and then carbon is the next day. So Bachar Yochal Men HaKadashim, so after, this is talking about after sunset, or after Shkia, after Tzeis, then he can eat Kachim. Kachim here means truma. Kachim here means truma. Kilachmahu, he could eat the truma because it is his lechem. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara is darshaning from, it says, min hakachim. See the top Mara folder? Midachsiv min hakachim, min mashma miksas kachim atochel. Sounds like there are some kachim that he can eat and some that he can't eat. So we're going to darshan. Yesh lecha kachim she'in ochobahem. There are some kachim that a Kohen cannot eat. What cannot eat? Prat le'eruvin. We take out the next word and we add a word. Prat le'eruvin bipachos mimeya. Right, that's the Girsa of the Mara Fulda. Excluding, what is this pasuk excluding? What could a Kohen not eat? Where you have truma temeya that got mixed up with less than 100 of truma tahora. So that's where the whole thing is choshesh tame, so he can't eat it. Meaning what? If it would be in 100, you have truma temeya that got mixed up with 100 truma tahora, it would be bata. We bought that, right? That's a bit as we have said. So the Gemara says, Ainli, again, it's a whole long brisa. Ainli, we only, so this proves, we have this drasha, Ainli, Ela, Ochle, Truma, Bochle, Truma. If you have Truma Temea, that got mixed up with Truma Tahora, fine. Then we would say, it's Batel in 100. Minayin, Ochle, Truma, Bochle, Chulin. How do you know, even if Truma Temea got mixed up with Chulin Tahorim, right? Why would you say that's even more chamor? Because there, what are we trying to matir? We're trying to matir two isurim, right? It's chulin, trying to allow a yisrael to eat it. So we're trying to matir tuma and truma. So would you say bittul works there too? Or what about this case? Ochle chulin ba ochle truma. The first thing is always tame. Ochle chulin, that means tame chulin in tahar truma. Would that work? Well, why would you say that's even more chamor? So the Mara Folda explains here again. When we say truma temeya, that could very well be a shlishi latuma, which is a very low-level tuma, because only truma could become a shlishi. But when we say chulin temeya, maybe that means like a rishon or a sheni, right? Because chulin food could become tamei from an av, from a rishon, right? So maybe that's more chamor. If you have chulin temeya and ochle truma, how do you know that works? Or ochle truma ba ochle kodesh. What if you have truma temeya in karbanos tahorim, is that bato? Ochle kodesh ba'ochle truma, or the opposite. Or mashke truma b'mashke chulin. What if you have truma liquid, tame truma liquid, getting mixed up with chulin tahar liquid? Or mashke chulin b'mashke truma, the opposite. Or mashke truma b'mashke kodesh, All of these, again, have a little element of chumrah if you analyze each one. Mashke kodesh b'mashke truma. Last one. Question is, how do we know all of these are batel? Mashke kodesh b'mashke kodesh. Minayin. How do you know all of these are batel? What's the last one on the list? Liquid kachim in liquid kachim. What's liquid kachim? Right, a carbon is not a liquid. What liquid? There aren't too many liquids that we use in kachim. Right? On Sukkot, we use water. Okay, that's true. We use nisach hamayim. But the rest of the year, what do we use? Wine and oil. Wine and oil. So the Gemara is assuming we're talking about oil. Because that's what's used in a carbon mincha. So what's this? What do we understand this is talking about? Some type of tamei oil that got mixed up with tahar oil. How do you know? How do you know what? That it's batel, and therefore what? Therefore, you'd be able to use it in a carbon mincha to be makrav on the mizbeach. Right, that's how we understand the Braisa. Tabalomar min hakadshim riba. Min hakadshim is an inclusionary phrase. It could have said, as the Marafolda says, min hakodesh. It says kadshim, so that includes all of these. So the last line here, that's the raya. Right, what are we trying to figure out? Remember what's the question? The last line of the previous Amud? We're trying to figure out, does bitul by kadshim work not only to be mevatalit for chulin, but could he even be mevatalit legavoah? Could you use it on this Mizbeach? So we think we got a Raya. Because here we have oil, carbon oil, and that got mixed up with carbon oil. So we see, it's a batel. And therefore, we think it's Shemen Tameh in Shemen Tar, and you could use it now for a carbon mincha. Isn't that a Raya? That bitel works even Lagavoa? Answer, no, maybe not. Maybe that's not the type of oil we're talking about. We're not talking about oil that you're going to be makrev on the Mizbeach. What are we talking about? Rebbe Avin, B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan, Tiftar, Bilug Shemen, Shel Mitzorah. Maybe we're talking about, we know that in the process of making a Mitzorah purified, there's oil that's sprinkled on him, and then there's leftover. Leftover. You're not makriv of that leftovers. So that's what we're talking about here. You're talking about the leftover oil of a Mitzorah, which is Kachay Kachim, Shenis Arev, Bimosa, Rikike, Minchas Nazir, that got mixed up with the leftover oil for the wafers, for the special matzos that are brought with a carbon nazir, which is kachu kalim, meaning it's not going to be hukrav anywhere, right? There's no lagavoa here. So maybe that's the oil we're talking about. So that's the oil we're talking about. So then there's nothing to prove from the Gemara. So Gemara says, no, you can't say that it's talking about that one. Why? One more line. Vehatani. We're going to switch a letter. Mashki. Switch the hey to a yud. Mashke. Shnayim, right? Mashke sounds like plural. Plural liquids, meaning two types. Meaning, so even if you want to say it's talking about your case is one type, but we must be talking about another type. Two types of cases. Or, right, the way that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Mashke b'yud k'tani, dumya d'resha d'ochle k'tani, u'mashke mashma shnayim. And even if you want to say it's talking about your case, it must also be talking about this case, Al karchach b'shemen shel menachas shenisari v'nesachim nami mairi. And therefore this proves karav l'shem nesachim, that bitul works even l'gavoa. So the way the Marafolda reads it is that this is the maskana. This is the end of the Gemara, and we have a raya. The next line is going to be another limitation. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you can look at, has a different reading of the Gemara where he says the Gemara continues and rejects the previous line. But we'll continue that in a minute. Just one ha'ara about the tsaras. One about Saras, two hours about Saras. The Chinuch notes that Saras teaches us about Hashgacha. The idea of Saras, which we don't have Bizman Hazeh, right? Saras in the days of old, when Hashem communicated directly with us through messages like this, and he put Saras on our clothing, and Saras on our homes, maybe, that's a Machlokas, whether that ever happened or not. Remember that Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Machlokas Tanoim, whether three things ever happened or not, Irenidachas, Bensura Mora, or Bayez HaMenuga. Some say it did, some say it didn't. The ones that say it did is that I stood on the destroyed homes of an Irenidachas. And the one says, no, you didn't. It's never happened. Okay. So three different opinions, three different cases of the opinion. So the Chinuch on the mitzvah of Kuf Samach Tes of Tumas Mitzvah says, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, Lekvoa Ben Afshenu, Ki Ashkachas Hashem Baruch Hu Pratis, Akolechad Vechem Bnei Adam. Saras teaches me of hashkacha pratis on each person. A person is zapped with saras, one of the seven averis that saras is caused by, but that shows hashkacha. Hashem, you know, focuses on each person. V'chi enav pekuchos al kol darkeyam. And his eyes are open on all their ways. K'mo shekasuv, ki enav al darkei ish v'al kol tzadav yireh. L'chein uzharnu laseis lev el acholi hara v'lachshov ki achet garam oso. V'chet was gorem, right? And the Gemara in Erech in Daf Tesvavi quotes, v'lo nikachenu derech mikre. Oh, okay, these things happen. No, you got to go to a Kohen. You got to go to a Kohen and deal with it. There's an Isidar I said, cut off Saras. Right? I'll just, you know, not deal with it. V'yeshlon alavo ala Kohen shuha omed l'kaparas achotim. V'im chevras hamachaper ula yaharher b'tshuva. V'yuskar ksas yomen k'desh yashav alibo. Go sit by yourself for a little while so you can think about what you've done. V'yefash b'esh b'maisav. Ulufamim yuskar shnei haskerim. Sometimes not just 1 week, but 2 weeks. Right, to think about what you did. Shemahir her tshuva, velo tshuva shlema legamre. Maybe 1 week he started thinking about tshuva, but it wasn't tshuva shlema. Wasn't complete. Ki ilu tomar al derech mashal, shechashav la'achzir machzis gzeilaso. He's going to give back half of his stolen stuff. I'm not going to give back everything, come on. Half of the stuff. Va'oz yechadish bo Hashem ksas simonim sheyuskar shenis, ula yashlem tshuvas avital legamre. Maybe another week will be good for him. And then it'll be Tar Lagamre. And all of these hasgerim yorash gachaso baruchu al kol darkei adam achas la'achas. And then he quotes, because there are many different deos about hashgacha out there. And this is where he talks about it. The Chinuch says, there are some religions that believe that God is not mashgiach on anything. Right? Maybe he created the world, but he's a busy God, and he's, you know, got to take care of other universes, he's got other worlds to build, and can't be a hands-on CEO. Okay? He's CEO in position by name, but he's not involved. And then there are others that say the opposite. There's Hashkachas Hashem, and the Chinuch again, there are some chazals about this, but the Chinuch doesn't like it. The Chinuch says, some say that there is Hashkacha on every single squirrel and ant and a leaf in the forest. Every single tiny little Hashkacha about that, and Hashem wills it to happen. So the Chinuch doesn't like that extreme either. He thinks there is hashkacha klalus on forests and on animals, like Hashem cares about the species, but when it comes to people, hashkacha pratis, that's the chiluk. People have hashkacha pratis, and everything else has hashkacha klalus. That's what he thinks is the, what we, he says, anachru bali daso amitis, nasim hashkachaso baruchu al kol minei balachayim bichlau, klomar, shekol minim min aminim hanivram ba'olam yizkayim ba'olam lo yechalev yovad kulo. Hashem worries about the, is concerned of the species. And even if you want to say, oh, how did that species get extinct? Hashem has his own categorization of species. And we can't say, oh, this one and not that one. Okay, Hashem is b'kayim. But obviously people is akol echad v'echad b'frat. V'u amib nokom aseyim, v'chein kibalnu migdolenu, v'gam nimsa alze harbe ksuvim yoruke inyin kein. V'chinuch kuf samachtes, ha'tzaras is about hashkacha pratis. Number one. Number two, the other beautiful makar I wanted to mention is Rav Kook. Rav Kook writes, and Rav Salvecha quoted this Rav Kook. There aren't too many Rav Kooks that Rav Salvecha quoted. There was a few from his Siddur. So he quotes, right, we know it's one of the Shei Sechiros to remember Miriam. Remember Shei Sechiros. The question is, what exactly are we supposed to remember? As Rav Salvecha said, Lashon Hara, okay, Lashon Hara is a terrible Avera, but there's no other Zecher to remember a certain type of Avera. Right? If it was a historic Avera, maybe at you know, the Egel, But to remember Lashon Hara, that's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, to remember, not to speak Lashon Hara. So he thinks, Rav Kook thinks, that it's not just about what to remember to Miriam with, that she got saras. The message of that zachar is to remember the uniqueness of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Miriam and Aaron, that was their mistake. That they did not recognize the uniqueness. Why is he different than us? Why does he have to be away from his wife? And that's what Rav Kook says on the Siddur, in the Olas Re'ia. He says, Nire shebichlal ze gamkein lizkar tamid she'ein kol ha'neviyim domim l'malas Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. Included in this is that nobody's like Moshe. She Miriam damsa ma'alasa l'ma'alas kol ha'neviyim v'ne'ensha al dibur ha'hishtavus l'malas Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. She was punished for equalizing herself to Moshe. V'david ze tzarech zechira. And this requires remembering. Because this is a protective wall for the eternity of the Torah. You have to believe Moshe Rabbeinu is different. And he gave us the Torah. Omer she'in shum navi dome lo b'malaso. V'im kein yefsher she'a navi ha'mevatel chas v'shalom as dvar echad midvarav. So if nobody ever could be like Moshe, nobody can ever undo or nullify anything of the Torah. V'yav abishak var ne'mar shall come od navi. And even though it says already at the end of Zos HaBracha, there was never another Navi like him. To me this, remember always the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so those are 2 points about Tzaraas related. So now, what do we have? So we have that, according to the way we're reading it now, Marifolda, Maskana, that Bittul applies to Kachim even Lahatir Lagavoa. Even to a light, let's see, with some Tamei oil that got mixed up with tar oil, you could be makrib all of that oil on the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya now says, but there's a limit on that. There's a limit on that heter. Hada Amra Olos Ba'olos. Right, getting back to the original case. We had a piece of meat that got mixed in with other pieces of meat, and we're saying that could even be hukrav on the Mizbeach. If you have a piece of carbon ola tame that got mixed in with all carbon olos toros, you can be makrib all of it on the Mizbeach. That's okay. Because it was batel. And what's the worst thing you're doing? Something tamei, but we know as the Mara Fulda in the Ha'aras on the side, the Ha'aras Marap, right? The Tzitzis Maratza on Tumah also, right? The Kohen Gadol Tzitzis Maratza on Tumah. But for example, Aval Chatas Ba'olos, what if you have a piece of Chatas tamei that got mixed in with Ola, Hare Yish Kan Vade Belos Asei, that you cannot burn all of them in the Mizbeach. Because then you know for sure that there is a piece of chatas. A chatas has to be eaten by the Kohen. You're burning the chatas on the Mizbeach. So that can't be. That can be. So only ola ba'ola, but chatas ola not. Right? That's more chomer. It's for sure an explicit los asay. If you look in the Haris Marafap on the side, he says that Mari Dafka, olos ba'olos, temeim b'tahorim. She'ein lav mefurish behedya b'tami ba'ala. V'gam hatzitz maratze, aval chatas ba'olos, E F Shar Lomod, that you can't learn from here, Lahatu Lagavoa. Because it's for sure losase. Bitarov is each kan lavada losase. Anything you're supposed to eat, you're not allowed to burn on the Mizbeach. Except for that, we wouldn't allow. We wouldn't go that far. Okay. Period. So what did we say before, getting back to what we said on yesterday's daf, we said that, let's say you have a piece of lechem aponim. A piece of lechem aponim that got mixed into other breads, so it's batel. But like the Mishnah said, you got to take one out. You got to take one out. Remember we said, whenever you have truma that got mixed up, you take one out. What's the halacha of that piece of lechem aponim that you took out? So, heich sava Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda who says, right on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yehuda said, yalu, right? It's batel. So does he hold like Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua? Which Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are we talking about? Right? So obviously we remember the Mishnah in Trumas. Mishnah Trumas is the fifth parak, obviously, first thing that came to our mind. Right? What did the Mishnah Trumas there said? Say, that was the machlokas if you have a piece of Truma Temeah that fell into chulin. So it's batel, 100 chulin. So what's the halacha? You got to take one out. Yeah, it's batel, you take one out. What's the halacha of the one that you took out? So we had a machlokas way back then. Rabbi Eliezer says, you treat it, you view it as if this is the one that fell in. You had one truma tamea that fell into 100 truma chulin tahorin. You take one out and you say, oh, the language of the Mishnah, sa'asha nafla, he sa'asha alsa. Rabbi Eliezer says, you could treat it, this is the one that fell in, even though you have no idea. He said, this is the one that fell in. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you don't have to. No, you just take one out to give it to the Kohen. So Rabbi Eliezer would say over there, you take it out, you assume this is the one fell in, and you burn it, because it's truma tamea. Rabbi Yeshua would say, no, you just give it to the Kohen. You don't have to assume it's Truma Temeya. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say over here? Rabbi Yehuda who says you take out a piece of lechem aponim from the mixture, Kribe Eliezer or Kribe Yeshua, right? And it makes a difference. Why? E Kribe Eliezer. If he says, like Kribe Eliezer, what did Rabbi Eliezer say over there? He's the one that said, Sa'asha Nafla, he Sa'asha Alsa. You assume the one that fell in is the one that you took out. So here, if you say it's the one that he took out, it's a piece of lechem upon him. So you know what you're allowed to do? Malav ochel. If it's like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore you could assume the one that fell in is the one that you took out, you could eat it. Ikar Rabbi Yeshua, malav asorif. But if you assume, like, if he was like Rabbi Yeshua there says, no, you have no idea. So you just have to be machmir. You take it out, but then you have to burn it. Why? As the Marafolda explains, mimanafshach, you can't eat it. You can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Explains you can't eat it. Why? Because you don't know if this is lechem aponim or not. So we can eat it. You can't eat it in the Azara because maybe it's chulin. You can't eat chulin azara. You're going to take it out, but maybe it's lachem apanim. So you're stuck. So you just have to burn it. So it's interesting, because over there, what did Rabbi Eliezer say over there? Over there, you assume this is the one that fell in. What fell in there? Truma tameh. Take it out, you burn it. Here, it's the opposite. Here, Rabbi Eliezer said, it's the one that fell in, and therefore, you eat it. Right, it's the lachem apanim. Okay, we continue. One more line. Who was back to the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said back on Daf Tes Zayin, very unusual, the Tanakhama had a very unusual Shita. Remember what he said? Arla, Kilei Akerim could combine with each other. To Aser. Two totally different Shemos Iser. Right, we say that Truma and Bikurim and Chala could combine, fine, because they're all Truma. But the Tanakhama there said that even Arla and Kilei Akerim. So Mantana, Misarfim Zamzeh, who is the one that says totally different Yisurim could be Misarf with each other? Rebbe Meir. Dom Rebbe Vel B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan. Div Rebbe Meir. Kol Yisurim Shabbat Mitzarfim L'Kos Alem B'Kazayis. Rebbe Meir says, you know what? All Averis in the Torah could combine. If you have a little bit of each, if you have a third of a Kazayis of pig and a third of a Kazayis of Chalev and a third of a Kazayis of Nosar, they could all combine to cause you to do a full Isser. Mishum, because the Pasuk says to include all of these, lo sochal kol toeva. Right? You can't eat anything abominable in the eyes of Hashem, and therefore you're going to get Malkus. We'll start by the Hashem next time with the question of Malkus for lo sochal kol toeva. Isn't that a lav shebeklalos? Tosas is kasha. Right? Isn't that an all-inclusive lav? You don't get Malkus for a lav shebeklalos. So we'll have to start with that by the Hashem next time when we get to the 20th daf here in Maseches Arla.